You're listening to the Choose to Be podcast with hosts Alana Gordon and Amy Woolsey. As you join us each week, we will provide you with tools, resources, and knowledge to help you navigate your healing journey. Choose recovery, choose healing, choose you. Hello and welcome to Choose to Be. You are here today with me and Hallie Roderick, and we are doing a bonus episode today to talk about the Helper Heal course. This, if you're thinking that you're just going to get the sales pitch and it's like fast forward, don't fast forward, because what we're going to be talking about is the difficult relational piece of healing after infidelity or any type of sexual addiction. And a lot of men struggle with figuring out how to help their wife heal, desperately wanting to help her heal, desperately wanting to clean up the mess that was made and not having tools. So that's what we're going to talk about a little today, some of that challenge, and then what the course is and what it entails. And Hallie is running it. And I'm just going to put it out there, today is September 1st. This podcast will be released today or tomorrow. But this course starts in just 10 or 11 days. So a week and a half. If you are on the fence, now is the time, because this is just too important. So I'm super passionate about this topic. Hallie, thank you for joining.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk about this. I actually have found in my coaching that I actually love working with men in this situation, help them understand what their wife is experiencing and how they can develop some empathy and learn to rebuild trust and create safety, because it's confusing. This is a confusing process. Sometimes their wife's behaviors don't make sense to them. Sometimes they think they're showing up in a way that is helpful, and then it backfires on them in the moment. And so just hearing it from someone else who understands it but isn't their wife can be really beneficial. And so I actually have found that I love working with this group of people in this healing process, the husbands who are working to create safety and rebuild trust.
Why do you think it's important for men to do this type of work outside of their other groups or other individual work that they are doing?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think that the individual work is so important as far as them working to manage their addiction and working to uncover what led them to behaviors that are outside of their value systems that caused damage in their relationship. And that's important. And that is part of a piece of the rebuilding trust and creating safety for their spouse. And then there's this dynamic of being married to someone who is experiencing trauma and coming to understand how to show up for her when she's activated by something. And maybe that something is something that you've done, and maybe it's something that she's remembering, or maybe it's something that she saw or she heard. And it's sometimes confusing for them to, for a husband to know how to understand what his wife needs in those moments. And I think they have a lot of men who are really working this journey and wanting to show up for their wife have a lot of really good intentions. And sometimes they miss the mark because maybe they don't understand the dynamics of betrayal trauma and what their wife is doing. So I think it's important for them to do this work for the relationship to move forward in the repair process. This learning to create or to show empathy is such a huge piece. And a lot of times I think of it as, I call it a skill, because it's not something that we're all just innately born with the ability to have empathy. And sometimes it's easier to have empathy with other people, but when it's the person that you love the most and that you know that you have caused the pain for them, it's really hard to have empathy for them. So I love the format of this Help Her Heal class, because it gives you a place to learn about it and practice it. And then you get to go practice some more in your real life relationship as you show up, attempt to develop new skills, because it's a skill. I also describe it sometimes as learning a new language. So if you were learning a foreign language, it's not always easy to just read the Spanish dictionary. You can't just show up and speak Spanish. So in the Help Her Heal class, we're going to actually give them opportunities to practice it. There's something really cool about being in a group of other guys who are working towards a similar goal or working in similar situations. So you're actually going to get to practice having empathy with each other. And so that's really cool to have empathy in a group of guys who are working for the same thing. But I'm going to give them opportunity to practice in the class so that they have a better idea of how to show up and practice having it with their wife. And honestly, a lot of wives, most wives that I know, they are happy to see even the most clumsy efforts, even if they don't get it right at first. They just appreciate that they're making effort and trying to understand what they're experiencing. So I think
I love that. And when that effort is genuine, it does not have to be perfect. And I hear so many men, that's a big fear. She wants me to show up perfect. She wants me to be perfect. But when there is that sincere effort, whether it's clunky or clumsy, when it is authentic and sincere, and there is that effort, that goes really far. I love what you said too about them practicing with each other, because I feel like there's something that happens when you're watching someone else try to use the same tool. And even when you're watching someone else do it clunky, or you're watching somebody else really figure it out or not figure it out, it helps you be able to more easily look at yourself and what you're trying to understand. So I think, especially in this type of situation where there's just certain pieces they're going to get in a group setting that they wouldn't be able to get the same way had they been learning this individually.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm super excited about it. I love working with men in this situation. And the reason why I love working with men is because I get to witness the reward of their effort in the relationship and how that shows up. And so that's what keeps me in this work, is the fulfillment that comes when you see your clients, you know, applying what we talk about in classes and in session, and then you see it actually works in real life. And this model of Help Her Heal from Carol Jurgensen Sheets works for you to develop the empathy, and it works in relational repair. So I'm super excited about it.
Okay, so I have one more question before we wrap up. I know that women listening to this, there will be a lot of women who are like, I want this. I want empathy from my husband or my partner, and I want him to be able to figure it out. And this is a big missing piece for us. But for the men, what's the benefit for them to go take this course and invest the time and the money and be vulnerable and put yourself out there? What's their with them, the what's in it for me?
Man, my mind is going to a couple of different things. The first one that comes to mind, and this is maybe, it's hard. I'm not going to tell you that this is easy work. So I'm going to I'm going to give you things to work on every week, and I'm going to ask you about it. And I expect my guys to do work during the week. So I'm not saying it's just a class you can come and show up and listen and walk away and check the box for your wife, because I'm actually asking you to do some hard work. But the benefit is so beneficial. And the first thing when you asked me that came to my mind was that in this group setting with other guys is we remove the shame of it a little bit. We actually work on some shame resiliency, because that's oftentimes what comes up for guys when they see their wife in pain, is they're triggered into some shame. And so you get the benefit of learning some skills and some ways to work through the shame, which is huge. You also get the benefit of being able to do what the course title says, help your wife heal. And there is some side benefit that you heal as you witness and you support your spouse in her healing. I'm not saying it's your job. She still has her work to do too, to be able to show up in the relationship in a way that she's happy with. But there is mutually beneficial healing that happens when a husband can show up and help his wife heal. So the biggest benefit is probably, as he shows up for empathy, he's going to get a wife that is able to do her own work better. They're going to have a deeper connection. Ultimately, I think the goal of this class is to create a more intimate relationship. And my philosophy and my experience and my coaching that I have witnessed is that people that are recovering from infidelity and addiction and sexual addiction, pornography addiction, if you're both willing to do the work, you can actually have a deeper, more connected relationship than maybe you ever had before. And so the benefits are of the man, of the husband doing this work, are limitless, in my opinion. Like it just creates this new foundation for a different type of relationship going forward.
I love all of that. I'm really passionate about not only this course, but just this work. For those who are working on wanting to save the marriage, this relational healing piece has to come with a foundation of understanding. And I love that you use the word skills, that there's a skill building to be able to do this relational work. And this is a course that builds the skill building or works on the skill building. So any final thoughts?
I love that skill, that pointing out that it's a skill, and this class will give you the framework and that I'm going to give you a little bit of accountability. I'm practicing the skills as well, but it gives you the framework because a lot of times we go, well, I want to, but I don't know how to do that. I don't even know what that looks like. This class will give you the know-how and the steps to know what that looks like.
Okay. So if people do want to sign up, how do they do it?
If they go to chooserecoveryservices.com, they can go under the courses tab and there's a men's section and you can scroll and find the link for Help Her Heal and register there. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to Vanessa at our office. She is a wizard at everything behind the scenes, so she can help you get registered as well.
Perfect. Well, Hallie, thank you. I pulled Hallie aside last minute and I said, we need to let people know about this. The class is almost full. So if you want to do it, sign up now. And if for some reason it fills up, then they'll put you on a wait list and we'll run it again, because this is one of those that we hope to make sure that we continue to offer so we can help couples heal. So thank you, Hallie. Thank you for your time. And for all of you listening, we look forward to seeing you for our regular episode Tuesday. Thanks so much.
If you need help finding the right coach for you, then visit our website, chooserecoveryservices.com, and check out our amazing team who are here to help you choose your path in recovery. Each of our coaches have experienced their own healing and recovery work, so you are not alone. Choose recovery, choose healing, choose you. Take care, everybody.